Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to this realm of mirth. Here's to our queen. May she live in clover. Here's to her subjects. When we laugh, all over. Throw away your troubles. Pass aside your blues. Just wear a smile. You will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Yourself in print or in jail by directing some brilliant and sarcastic remark at a poor performer who should have known better anyway. Yes, this session of the Comedy Kingdom is dedicated to hecklers, that army of people which sits in the gallery eating peanuts and tossing pithy remarks and squashy fruit at the actors. You know, like when the villain in the melodrama hisses, "Are we alone?" and he hears a voice from the gallery, "Not tonight, but you will be tomorrow night." Oh, but here's a charming little girl who seems to be heckled by that old devil Love. And she tells us why she's tormented. Shirley Watson.
Why must I be tormented? Why must I dream of you? Why must I be tormented with a dream that won't come true? Another love surrounds you. I see it in your eyes. My love has never found you. It's so hard to realize. Life to me is misery. Loving you the way I do. Why do I just sit and sigh? Tearing out my heart for you. How can I be contented with just a dream or two? I'll always be tormented till I know that I have you. Can I be contented with just a dream or two? I'll always be tormented till I know that I have you.
Speaking of heckling, brings us Uncle Hank, the lanky Yank, who is probably one of the outstanding hecklers in the country. Here he is doing an original song, Elmer Root and his nickel-plated flute.
We got that darn fine band in our town, makes us mighty proud. It's the Sideville Center Celestial Cornet Concert Band. Gosh, oh, Hemlock, we do play loud. Got a drum, a 2B2, cornets, altos, and slip horns toot. But there's one man outshines the other one. He's the feller plays the flute. It's Elmer Root with his nickel-plated flute. He drives your troubles away. He plays so grand in the hometown band. You feel like shouting, hey, hey. He puts in most all the frills, imitates the whippoorwills. He never had a tutor for to teach him the flute. But man, how Elmer Root can toot. Received his flute, he put on his store suit. Read a note to the mail order house and says, well, I got the flute, and by hokey, it's sure a beaut. Now Elmer never used to shirk. Now he hates to do farm work. Gets his flute and practices every day. Helps him pass the time away. Here Elmer Root toot his nickel-plated flute. He plays so grand in the hometown band. He needed 1392 to buy his flute, the balance due. He traded his alfalfa and a heifer to boot. Now, man, how Elmer Root can toot the flute.
Ends the story of Elmer Root. All those who have remained through the performance will kindly pass out. Good heavens, what's that?
That's a horse of a different color.
I see. Well, as long as we have a horse here, we might as well have a song about it. Anyway, here's Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Moe bringing us Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Whoopee-tie-i-o, get along, little doggies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopee-tie-i-o, get along. He always sings ragged music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, scootin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Out in Arizona where the bad men are, and the only thing to guide you is an evening star. The roughest, toughest man by far is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. He got his name from singing to the cows and sheep. Every night they say he sings the herd to sleep. In a basso, rich and deep, crooning soft and low.
He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, scootin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Sunday in the Sunday clothes, he peeps for the village where he always goes, and every gal in town is Joe's, cause he's a ragtime bear. When he starts feeling on the dance hall floor, no one but a lunatic would start a war.
Wise men know his 44 makes men dance for fair.
He always sings ragged music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, scootin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy. Oh, you cowboy, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Whoopee-tie, Hi-yo, get along.
And that brings us around to two more experts on the subject of heckling. What's more, they are full-fledged experts. They've studied the art from both ends, coming and going. They are your friends and fellow hecklers, Dokes and Dokes, and we find Mr. Dokes on the torch-lighted platform of a medicine show.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now that you have seen the show, may I have a moment of your precious time to give you a chance to purchase the greatest hair restorer in the world. Yes, sir, it will restore hair on a billiard ball. Yes, madam, it's patent medicine, I admit that. I've studied patents for years. Why, I even wear patent leather shoes.
Why don't you wear them now?
What's that?
I said, why don't you wear them now?
The patent run out. Always a smart retort. This is not only a hair restorer, it's a tonic. Look at me, ladies and gentlemen. I've used it for years, and you must admit I'm well preserved.
That's right. Pickled all the time.
Sir, we should keep your remarks to yourself.
I ain't said nothing.
Young lady, ain't is very incorrect.
So what? I only went to school for 3 days.
That's too bad. I went to school for 14 years.
Well, some people take longer to learn.
Yeah, oh. I see. Then perhaps you could teach me how to talk.
I wouldn't be a bit surrounded.
Very well. What would you like me to cut out of my speech?
Your tongue.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very sad case. This young lady has been neglected. She should go and see a preacher.
I did this morning.
What did he say?
He said I was going straight to the dog.
Well, I guess he had a good reason for saying that.
Sure, I told him I was coming over here to listen to you.
Say, this has gone far enough. It's past a joke. What do you think I am?
Oh, you couldn't be that.
Young lady, if your mother has any more children like you, I'm sorry for her.
Oh, I have twin brothers.
I suppose you call them Pete and Repeat. Always new stuff.
Boy, you don't believe in the child labor, do
what
you?
What makes you think so?
Your jokes are over 16 years old.
Folks, I hope you'll pardon this interruption. And when I hold up my hand, will you please give me your undivided attention for 30 seconds? That's fine. Ladies and gentlemen.
And me.
Don't you know what it means when I hold up my hand?
I'll ask my mother. She used to be a school teacher.
Why don't you run out into the street? Something might happen to you.
Something happened to me last night.
Nothing trivial, I hope.
Well, I got into society.
You did what?
I met the Siamese twins and got into society.
Oh, I see. Are the Siamese twins considered society?
Well, they're well connected.
Oh, what's the use?
Goodbye to hecklers, remember this. As a general thing, the heckler who thinks he's a wit is usually only half right.